It's not unusual to go to a brewery and see a local musician performing in the corner, providing background music for patrons as they sip and chat. Bike Rack Brewing Company is taking their support of local artists a step further by starting a record label. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda recently visited the brewery's 8th Street Market patio in Bentonville to find out more.
Jared Sears, event curator at Bike Rack Brewing Company, wants the company to be more than a brewery.
It's boring just to brew beer. I mean, we want to brew beer that's really good, and that's really important to us.
But it's also important, Sears says, to be involved with the local community.
From the beginning, we've said that Bike Rack is in the experience business. And part of that experience is making really great beer that we love and we believe in. But we also want to be very heavily invested just in the context where we are. So that's art, that's culinary, that's biking. And so specifically with music, just because we're all kind of music junkies and we love it, we just said, hey, let's invest in the artist community.
Bike Rack Brewing Company opened in 2014 in the Bentonville Arts District. The owners opened a second location in the city's 8th Street Market in May 2017 and have plans to open a location in Springdale in August. Over the years, the brewery has hosted a variety of events like an adult spelling bee and a murder mystery night.
We do anything from bachata Latin dancing on Sunday nights to cornhole leagues that bring out all this crazy tribe of people from everywhere. Every Tuesday night, there's 30 teams here, and they love it. To live music, to comedy. We have Raj Suresh is helping us really put on a great comedy feel in the brew room. Again, 60 people, intimate, engaged in the comedian. You know, it's pretty fun, and so that's part of the experience that we really want people to leave with. As well as, I mean, we love the biking community. And everything that goes along with that. And so we host a lot of biking events, sponsor them, and try to get our beer at their events. So it's fun. It's fun being in Northwest Arkansas and kind of having your hands and, like, you know, all of these cool things.
The brewery also curates the Brew Room Sessions, a series of intimate concerts at its 8th Street Market location. Instead of being background noise, the musicians are the focus of guests' experience. From these performances, Sears says they realized there was an opportunity to help connect the community as patrons to the artists themselves.
You know, a lot of artists that are from Fayetteville, Northwest Arkansas, if they're traveling anywhere, people are just, they kind of have this, like, if you really want to make it, you need to go to Nashville, or if you really want to make it, you need to go to Austin or Kansas City or something like that. And I have felt for a long time growing up in Bentonville that there's a really unique opportunity and connection in Northwest Arkansas, in that what if the artist said, no, I want to stay in Northwest Arkansas because there's an amazing patron community that supports what I do. And so I personally want to see our area grow in the patronage and the support of, you know, local artists and musicians.
The result was Sears, along with Bike Rack CEO Jeff Charlson and Haxton Road Studios owner Neil Greenhaw, coming together to form a non-traditional record label called Bike Rack Records. For the project, Bike Rack will sponsor 10 artists to have a song recorded and mastered, then compile those songs onto a record that will be released digitally and on vinyl. Ozark Collective is also filming the process for a documentary.
What we're saying is that this is a non-traditional record label that's steeped in community. Like, we want to see community kind of come together. And our hope is that, as, you know, we've seen a lot of, and this isn't just a Bentonville-centric project. Like, we have a couple artists from Russellville. We have a couple artists from Harrison. We have some Fayetteville artists. But it's mostly this kind of, like, greater Northwest Arkansas, you know. But we want to see this move down to Little Rock, and maybe even something that's more centric in Fayetteville, and show communities and cities that, like, hey, if you'll come together as your tourism organization, or your chamber, or whatever, come together, bring those resources together, highlight the artists that are from your community, then it could be a really cool project.
Participating artists include Brother Moses, Jamie Lou and the Hullabaloo, Emily Nance, Josh Norin, Will Gunzelman, Smokey and the Mirror, Melody Pond, The Silver Lining, Kevin Keen, and Ashton Barbary. The project will culminate in a release party November 9th at The Record in downtown Bentonville. Sears says once they break even, any remaining funds will be reinvested into the project, which he hopes to do annually. To learn more about the brewery and its various projects, you can visit bikerackbrewing.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
You can find a link for tickets to the release party at our website, ozarksatlarge.com.